From Sundress Media Productions, this is Spectrum 360. Welcome. Your Spectrum 360 host is Mark Skogman. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. and online anytime via podcast. Thank you for listening for the next hour. Spectrum 360 is progressive and features political talk and humor and also the arts and popular culture. Spectrum 360 starts right now. Let's get to work.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Any one of you who feels cynical, just consider where we have been.
You want the truth, you should seek it out for yourself. That's what they're afraid of, you.
This is information the world needs to know.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Thank you. Bless you. This is the end of the meeting. It's the beginning of the movement. Thank you.
Yeah. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
That's right, folks. Don't touch that dial.
Spectrum 360. For the sun, white sand beaches, palm trees, surf, and pina coladas in the tropical and beautiful Tampa Bay area in the state of Florida on the eastern coast of the Gulf of Mexico. This is the radio program Spectrum 360 for Monday, the 3rd of February, 2020. Oh, boy. Welcome. I'm your Spectrum 360 host, Mark Skogman.
And greetings to our listeners in Tampa Bay, Florida, and the United States. I'm co-executive producer and co-host, TK Weeks.
Spectrum 360 is copyright 2020 by Mark Skogman. Now it's time for our listener greetings. I'd like to say hello to Edward Marriott and a number of other people as well. We have a number of people listening tonight, and we are happy that they are listening.
Well, we appreciate all of our loyal listeners from Spectrum 360.
On Spectrum 360, this edition for Monday, the 3rd of February, 2020, the focus of this program is politics, a film, and an impeachment trial. I will explain, as I always do. Segment 1, live in studio and recorded, the news summary from the last week since the last Spectrum 360 radio program a week ago today. Regular listeners to this program know that we now do this in three sections. Section 1 is This Week in History, Section 2 is Climate and Environment News, and Section 3, General News. And then Segment 2, live in studio, the future events calendar hosted by program co-host TK Weeks. She will give you a future events calendar that'll have upcoming events that are happening soon that you'll want to attend, so listen. And then sometimes Spectrum 360 Media will be there covering the very event that you're at. And you can hear the report on that event on Spectrum 360 radio program. That is the way that works quite often, actually, as we cover a lot of local events. And then segment 3, recorded the weekly Jim Hightower commentary on the subject of Trump's farm policy. Oh boy, here's another good one. Yes. So look for that, because we definitely have that on this week's program. Here's what it's going to sound like.
What is Donald Trump's farm program? Farmers want to know. Hear about it today on Hightower's Radio Lowdown.
That's Jim Hightower for this week's Spectrum 360. Then segment 4, live in studio, the Spectrum 360 report on the impeachment trial of Donald Trump, which has been going on for more than 9 days now. We'll tell you what happened in this last week. A Spectrum 360 exclusive. And the Spectrum 360 future events calendar is also an exclusive to this program. Then segment 5, live in studio and recorded, the Spectrum 360 film review of the film 1917. Excellent. And then segment 6, if we have time, live in studio, the Spectrum 360 report on Raptor Fest in St. Petersburg, Florida, from this last Saturday, 1 February 2020. But we don't know if we're going to have time for that or not. But if we do, we will include it. If we don't, we won't. Another Spectrum 360 exclusive, if we can get to it. Then on next week's Spectrum 360, coverage of the coming primary elections, local events, and more as usual. So stay tuned next week as well. Listen to the radio program Spectrum 360 on these Tampa Bay radio stations. On WTAN, on the AM side, it's AM 1340. On the FM side, it's FM 106.1. On WDCF, it's on the AM side at AM 1350. And on WZHR, on the AM side, it's AM 1400. On the FM side, it's FM 104.3. Listen to the Spectrum 360 webcast MP3 file anytime. Go to www.spectrum360media.com. Simply scroll down to the program date of your choice and click on the control bar to play the program. Remember to like Spectrum 360 on Facebook at Spectrum 360 Radio Program, Spectrum 360 Media, and Spectrum 360 Video, or Video, as I like to call it sometimes. Or on Twitter by searching for at Spectrum_360. That's at Spectrum_360 on Twitter. We're going to break one and return in about a minute or so for the news summary. Thank you so much for listening. Stay with us. We love it when you listen to this program. We appreciate our listeners and our supporters so much.
I have good reason to believe that inside the Obama White House, there have been discussions of having me killed.
You know better than that.
You are a character, that you are. There's never any telling what you'll say or do next.
Ask yourself what would scare my grandmother or piss off my grandfather. And that's a Fox story.
Oh, it makes so much sense.
Frighten, tiddly.
Right.
Frighten, tiddly.
Spectrum 360.
Need an antidote to the progressive blues? Want some good news about how grassroots folks are rebelling against the corporate powers and winning? Well, here's an easy-to-swallow pill for you. The Hightower Lowdown. Hightower's monthly newsletter will give you the lowdown, even as it lifts you up. It's 4 pages a month, jam-packed with facts you can use, actions you can take, and Jim's own Texas humor, all for only $15 a year. To become a lowdowner, go to hightowerlowdown.org.
The question isn't whether he should be impeached anymore. He's the most corrupt president in American history, and we all know it. The question now is, how fast can we move past this president so we can build a more just and prosperous future? Please join the more than 6.5 million Americans who are demanding action now, because there's nothing more powerful than the unified voice of the American people. Together, we will make this happen.
Need to impeach is responsible for the content of this ad.
Indeed it is. And the radio program Spectrum 360 and the Spectrum 360 media staff has been supporting impeachment since early on in the Trump presidency, when it was quite obvious that he needed to be impeached for what he has been doing as president of the United States. Enough said on that. We'll have more about that in the later sections of the program. This is the radio program Spectrum 360 for Monday, the 3rd of February, 2020. This is segment one, the news summary. Information provided by Democracy Now! Is included in the production of the Spectrum 360 News Summary. To listen to the radio program or television program, Democracy Now!, or to donate, go to www.democracynow.org. And yes, this is the news summary, so you know I got to play some music for you. At least this. Have I got news for you? Well, that's actually the truth. Yeah. So let's do it. Okay. And this is section one, This Week in History. Today is Monday, the 3rd of February, 2020. So it's February 3rd. And on February 3rd in 1945, during World War II, as part of Operation Thunderclap, 1,000 B-17 heavy bombers of the 8th Air Force bombed Berlin, a raid which killed between 2,500 and 3,000 people and dehoused another 120,000. That was during World War II. Can you imagine 1,000 aircraft flying over your city and bombing it? It's just almost unimaginable, some of the things that happened in World War II and the scale of them. And that's what allowed the United States to win that war.
The Mighty Eighth.
Yes, the Mighty Eighth. And there's a great 8th Air Force Museum in Savannah, Georgia. Actually, it's in Pooler, Georgia, which is near Savannah, that's dedicated to the 8th Air Force. Really interesting museum about what happened with the 8th Air Force during World War II. And in 1995, astronaut Eileen Collins becomes the first woman to pilot the space shuttle as mission STS-63 gets underway from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. That was this date in 1995. In 1937, it was the birth of Billy Meyer, Swiss author and photographer. And just a brief note about who Billy Meyer is for people that are not familiar with him. He took a number of photographs of a craft that he claimed was visiting him and which also had alien beings on board. And he claimed to have been visited by aliens from the Pleiades, the star system, the Pleiades, and he called them the Pleiadians, and it's been controversial ever since. And that's who Billy Meyer was. And it was his birth on this date in 1937. In 1943, it was the birth of Sean Phillips, an American and South African singer-songwriter and guitarist who had a number of hits in the 70s. And I love some of his early albums. He was born on this date in 1943. And also in 1959, the so-called Day the Music Died. There was an aircraft crash which killed three American musicians. The Big Bopper, he was an American singer, songwriter, and guitarist. Also Buddy Holly, which is very famous, American singer, songwriter, and guitarist. And Ritchie Valens, another American singer, songwriter, and guitarist. Can you imagine? All three of them got killed in the same crash. There's a depiction of this in the film La Bamba, which is the biographical film about Ritchie Valens.
He was only like 18 or 19, I think. Really promising career cut short there.
Yes, and Lou Diamond Phillips plays him in that film. It's a great film. I really enjoyed seeing it. It's probably about 20 years old now. Excellent film. And tomorrow will be February 4th, Tuesday of this week. And in February 4th, 1945, during World War II, U.S. forces liberated the Santo Tomas internment camp in Manila, the largest of the Japanese internment camps in the Philippines. And there are interviews from people that lived in that internment camp during World War II, during the Japanese occupation of the Philippines, that's in the documentary film, a documentary television series, The War, which is a Ken Burns project. And that's been on public television. That's when they interview those internment camp survivors from the Philippines, that's the camp that they were in. So look for that on The War. In 1974, it was the American newspaper heiress and socialite Patty Hearst Pritchard was kidnapped by the Symbionese Liberation Army, which she later joined in one of the most well-known cases of so-called Stockholm Syndrome. And in 2008, the London Low Emission Zone, governing what types of vehicles may enter Greater London, came into operation. This date in 2008, so 12 years ago. And I believe there's been recent modifications that some people are trying to roll that back, weaken those regulations in London. So that's this week in history. Wow. And now it's time for Section 2 of the News Summary, Climate and Environment News, TK Weeks.
In Madagascar, at least 30 people have been killed and 1,600 more have been displaced by massive floods triggered by torrential downpours. Increased rainfall and flooding is fueled by climate change. Now, President Trump called climate activists prophets of doom in his keynote speech at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. On top of this year's agenda at Davos was climate change. Teenage Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg, who attended Davos, responded to Trump by saying, "In case you hadn't noticed, the world is currently on fire." Spain's new leftist coalition government has declared a climate emergency and says it will send ambitious climate legislation to Parliament within 100 days. The legislation, aimed at avoiding the most catastrophic impacts of climate change, will include achieving zero carbon emissions in Spain by 2050.
And that was actually a story from a January 22nd, Wednesday, that we just simply have not had time to broadcast on this program. So we broadcast it today because of the significance of the actions taken by the country of Spain. And in Australia, dozens of koalas have been killed or injured at a timber plantation in the southeastern state of Victoria, where environmentalists say they were bulldozed in order to harvest the blue gum trees, a vital koala habitat. Australia's record-breaking bushfires already killed tens of thousands of koalas and an estimated 1 billion animals since September. Unbelievable.
That hurts my heart.
And now they're deliberately killing more.
Ugh.
You know, and how can you kill an animal that looks like a teddy bear? I mean, I couldn't do it just on that basis alone. You know what I mean?
You couldn't kill any animal.
In Nicaragua, six indigenous environmental leaders were assassinated last week after a group of at least 80 armed men raided the Busawas Biosphere Reserve, the second largest rainforest in the Americas after the Amazon. The attack is believed to be linked to raging land disputes between the local indigenous community and illegal loggers and miners who seek to exploit fertile land, timber, and gold. Another 10 indigenous leaders were also kidnapped during the violent raid.
In Mexico, a second man linked to a monarch butterfly sanctuary in Michoacan has been assassinated. Raul Hernandez Romero's death comes just days after another Slade conservationist body was recovered. Authorities are investigating the deaths and whether the men were targeted for their environmental activism. Friends and family of leading monarch conservationist Homero Gomez Gonzalez, whose body was found last week, attended his funeral Friday.
Yeah, so that's the second killing in about a week in Michoacan in Mexico. Terrible news. That is all the environmental and climate news that we have for this week. And we hope we have more news for you next week, and it's maybe better. Yeah, think we need some?
Boy, do we ever.
Yeah, really. Is it like today? I hope not.
Our climate is changing. Making a few changes around your home and yard can cut carbon emissions and even save you money. Swap out 5 of your most used light bulbs with CFLs or LEDs. Change air filters regularly, lower your thermostat in the winter, and raise it in the summer. Recycle newspapers, beverage bottles, and food containers. Reduce your carbon impact to the environment. Act now on climate change.
Okay, this is Section 3, the general news section of the news summary. And starting a week ago today, Monday, the 27th of January, the Trump impeachment trial continued, and it continued throughout the week, Monday and Tuesday and into Wednesday, were arguments by the Trump defense team, and they had 24 hours, which, according to Senate rules, they were going to distribute over 3 days. The original proposal was 2 days, which would have made forced the Senate to be in session for over 12 hours a day for 2 days in a row. This is for the Democrats and Republicans, but it was agreed to reschedule that to 3 days. And the Trump defense team only took about 16 hours, so about 2 days over last week, Monday and Tuesday into Wednesday. There were votes then on proposals, and there were so-called final arguments, and there were arguments about the amendment that the Democrats in the Senate proposed to have additional documents and witnesses in the Trump impeachment trial. And of course, later on in the week, as it progressed, there was the debate. And then on Friday, 31 January, there was the vote. And basically, this is the story about what happened. House impeachment managers and President Trump's defense team are giving closing arguments in his historical impeachment trial today. This is last Friday, as the Senate appears to acquit President Trump later this week. The Republican-controlled body quashed the Democratic effort to call witnesses and introduce new evidence in the trial in a 51-49 vote Friday. Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Susan Collins of Maine were the only two Republicans who voted in favor of calling witnesses. The Senate will hold a final vote on the two articles of impeachment Wednesday, and that's Wednesday of this week. That's 2 days from now. Democrats slammed their Republican counterparts following Friday's vote. This is Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
To not allow a witness, a document, no witnesses, no documents in an impeachment trial is a perfidy. It's a grand tragedy, one of the worst tragedies that the Senate has ever overcome. America will remember this day, unfortunately, where the Senate did not live up to its responsibilities, where the Senate turned away from truth and went along with a sham trial.
I watched him say that on MSNBC on Friday. It was quite a day for news, and I watched it, and that is exactly what did happen. So through the week, all this was happening. I watched all of it.
God help you.
And in segment four, we'll have a further explanation of what happened and why in segment four of the news summary after the Jim Hightower commentary. So then in other news throughout the week, on Wednesday, the 29th of January, it's Wednesday of last week, was the Remove 45 One Protest at a Time demonstration. And this is organized by the lead organizers, Rita Fox and Joanne McCarthy, who have become good friends of ours and their co-organizers. We support their organization and the demonstrations that they have been organizing, and we participated in this. And we do occasionally participate and occasionally cover as journalists, as media, these demonstrations as well. And there were 27 people there. There was a tremendous positive response as to what the demonstrators are demonstrating for, which was witnesses and documents in the Trump impeachment trial. But it just did not happen later in the week. But there was definitely a demonstration, a very positive response from the public to actually doing this. TK Weeks, your comments?
The real overwhelmingly positive response. I think the people of the United States have really pretty much spoken that they wanted a fair trial. They wanted witnesses. They wanted documents. And very disappointed that the Senate did not decide to grant a fair trial to President Trump.
Yes, and here's the sounds of the march.
His horn didn't work.
Constitution is under attack. What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
The Constitution is under attack. What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
The Constitution is under attack. What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
What do we do when our press is under attack?
Positive honks there are in the support.
Trump is a traitor. Trump is a traitor. Trump is a traitor. Trump is a traitor. Trump is a traitor.
Trump is a traitor. Trump is a traitor.
Trump is a traitor.
So there you go. You can hear how much positive response there was. And also from Friday, the 31st of January, a couple of things that we'll point out about the trial in segment four is excerpts from the John Bolton book being published in the New York Times, and also information about Trump lawyer and current White House counsel, Pat Cipollone. Very interesting. And then from Saturday, the 1st of February, Spectrum 360 Media staff and co-host of the radio program Spectrum 360, sitting right next to me. TK Weeks attended the Raptor Fest, and we'll have more about that in segment six if we're able to have time to broadcast that. TK Weeks, just a brief description of Raptor Fest.
Takes place down at Boyd Hill Nature Park in South St. Pete. It's their biggest event of the year, featuring all their wonderful birds of prey, and good time was had by all.
Yes, wonderful. And also the from Saturday, the 1st of February, the Spectrum 360 media staff attended the film 1917 at the Cobb Luxury Theaters in St. Petersburg, Florida. Wonderful film, excellent, and we'll have more about that in the Spectrum 360 film review in segment five. We can get it fit in with all this news that we have to cover. And from Sunday, the 2nd of February, just yesterday, in the Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs won over the San Francisco 49ers 31-20.
Chiefs haven't won a Super Bowl in 50 years, so there's plenty of celebrating in Kansas City, Missouri today.
Yes. And then President Trump tweeted congratulations to the Kansas City team, the Kansas City Chiefs, and misstated in a tweet on Twitter that Kansas City was in Kansas. It's not. It's in Missouri. And then former Senator Claire McCaskill, now a current MSNBC contributor, tweeted back at him, it's in Missouri, you stone-cold idiot. That's a quote. Unbelievable. This is crazy. Trump can't even get the Super Bowl right. Unbelievable. You can read the tweet on the Spectrum 360 media account on Twitter and our response to it as well. And then, of course, today, the Iowa caucus elections are today, and they start the primary election phase of the elections in 2020. Federal, state, county, and local. Voting in the 2020 presidential election kicks off today with the Iowa caucuses. Candidates spent the weekend making last-minute appeals to voters in what appears to be a tight race. This is Bernie Sanders, a Vermont senator, addressing his supporters.
We are taking on the entire political establishment, both the Republican establishment and the Democratic establishment. We are taking on Wall Street and the insurance companies and the drug companies and the fossil fuel industry and the military industrial complex and the prison industrial complex and the whole damn 1%.
Woohoo!
You gotta love Bernie Sanders. That's an awfully ambitious agenda, but it's definitely the right one.
In our opinion.
And notification of full disclosure. The Spectrum 360 media staff, myself, and TK Weeks are currently supporting Bernie Sanders in the Democratic primary elections for President of the United States. So, of course, you might expect us to say that, but we're still going to be fair to other candidates, but we just want to give you a notification of full disclosure about who we are supporting at this current time. And in more news about the 2020 elections, the Democratic National Committee is coming under fire for overhauling debate requirements to eliminate the need for candidates to obtain a significant number of small donations, allowing billionaire Michael Bloomberg to take part in upcoming debates, even though he does not have widespread grassroots support. Meanwhile, Politico is reporting DNC members are discussing rule changes that are designed to stop Bernie Sanders from clinching the Democratic nomination by giving superdelegates even more power. And TK Weeks, your comments.
They would be making a huge mistake if they did this. The optics on not changing the rules for other candidates of color earlier in the debate process, participating and changing them for a billionaire are very problematic. Changing the rules to allow superdelegates to have more say at this point would be a huge mistake. They would alienate a lot of progressive voters. Don't do it, DNC.
And House impeachment managers and President Trump's defense team are giving closing arguments in his historic impeachment trial today as the Senate appears set to acquit President Trump later this week. The Republican-controlled body quashed the Democratic effort to call witnesses and introduce new evidence in the trial in a 51-49 vote Friday. And yes, and you know that. So we'll skip to the last story in the news summary. And TK Weeks, your comments?
The coronavirus outbreak continues to spread, with the death toll in China now topping 360 and over 17,000 confirmed cases of the infection worldwide. On Saturday, a 44-year-old man in the Philippines became the first casualty of the disease outside of China. The United States has declared a public health emergency and is barring foreign nationals who have recently traveled to China from entering the country. U.S. citizens who have visited Hubei province, the epicenter of the outbreak, will be quarantined when re-entering the country. And the Shanghai stock market plunged 8% today. On Thursday, U.S. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross, this is amazing to me, appeared to welcome the coronavirus as a boost to the U.S. job market, saying in a Fox News interview that it would accelerate the return of jobs to North America. Unbelievable. Questions are being raised about the handling of the disease by Chinese authorities, who critics say delayed their response and downplayed the severity of the problem. And the local Red Cross in Hubei has come under fire for failing to distribute essential medical supplies to the hospitals that need it the most. Meanwhile, Chinese and Asian communities in countries including France and Canada say they have been the target of increased racism since the outbreak.
Yes, and I'm sure of that. That concludes the general news section of the news summary and the news summary itself.
When the history of the Trump presidency is written, members of Congress will be sorted into two categories: the ones who let politics scare them out of holding Trump accountable, and those who had the courage to stand up and defend our democracy. Republicans in Congress should support impeachment hearings to uncover the truth. But first, they have a choice to make. Which side of history do they want to be on? Need to Impeach is responsible for the content of this advertising.
And I think we need to go to segment two, the future events calendar, with co-host TK Weeks. It's a tradition on this program, and here you go.
Okay, tomorrow, that's Tuesday, February 4th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at CAVU, C-A-V-U, 1601 North Franklin Street in Tampa, the Florida Humanities Institute is hosting Respect and Rebellion, Love Your Enemies. Everyone seems to agree that our increasing partisan divides are bad for the country, but how do we have conversations with people who hold profoundly different opinions about big issues? Project of the Village Square, Respect and Rebellion is an innovative program that embraces the notion that a diverse country has clashing opinions, and these clash of ideas is at the heart of a healthy democracy. Thanks to a grant from the Florida Humanities Council, the Humanities Institute will be hosting two of these red-blue speaking pairs this spring, who will demonstrate how to hold divergent views while still respecting and even being friends with those who disagree. So share a table with someone you disagree with, start the year with an act of small rebellion, and learn from these incredible speaking pairs. CAVU is an artistic space. It's just down the street from the Hall on Franklin. And this first event will feature John Wood Jr. and Kieran O'Connor from Better Angels. Wednesday, February 5th, is the day the Senate is supposed to vote on the removal of Trump. And at 5:30 p.m. at Williams Park, 350 2nd Avenue North in St. Pete, there's going to be a big Refuse the Cover-Up rally. Let Mitch McConnell and his cohorts know that we are watching. We do not want a cover-up of Trump's misdeeds, and we will remember in November. Wednesday, February 5th at 7 p.m. at the Sierra Club office, 1990 Central Avenue in St. Pete, the Suncoast Sierra Club South County political team is meeting. Join them to discuss local environmental policy and elections. Thursday, February 6th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the One Community Grocery Co-op, 901 34th Street South in St. Pete, the Grocery Co-op is having a board meeting, and they are calling on all members and potential members to join them, because democratic ownership takes time and your participation. They need your voice and your support to help them grow. And we need to start developing these co-ops. We need new economic models in the 21st century. Friday, February 7th from 7 to 9:30 p.m. at Eckerd College Miller Auditorium and Theater, 4254th Avenue South in St. Pete, you've got a chance to see Academy Award-nominated film Parasite. In this comedic thriller from South Korean auteur Bong Joon-ho, an enterprising family from Seoul's hidden underclass infiltrates the world of the upper middle class and discovers the realities of 21st century privilege. This is the first Korean film to win the Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival, also garnered the 2020 Golden Globe for Best Foreign Language Film, and is nominated for Best International Feature Film in the Academy Awards. The event is free and open to the public, but you do need reservations, so go to the Parasite Facebook event page for the link to make reservations. Saturday, February 8th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Palladium, 253 5th Avenue North in St. Pete, Florida Holocaust Museum is pleased to present a community conversation with Elizabeth Dearborn Hughes and Claire Sarnowski, youth activists who are making change happen in the world. The panel discussion will be moderated by Trailblazer Gail Sarens, retired co-anchor of WFLA News Channel 8. Elizabeth Dearborn Hughes is CEO and co-founder of the Akila Institute, the only college for women in Rwanda, and Davis College, a global network of universities offering affordable and market-relevant education. Claire Sarnowski, as a high school freshman in Oregon, contacted her state senator to sponsor a bill for mandatory curriculum standards to teach students about Holocaust and the concept of genocide. And that bill became law in June 2019. Programs free to attend. Go to the Power of Youth Activism in Action Facebook event page for the link on how to RSVP. Also Saturday, February 8th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Enoch Davis Center, 1111 18th Avenue in South St. Pete. It's Coffee in Common, a monthly series. It's co-hosted by the St. Petersburg Alumni Chapter of the Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, and the League of Women Voters of the St. Petersburg area. This month's topic is media literacy, racism, politics, and the news. These free and public events are for thoughtful, open-minded white women and women of color concerning the issues of the day, including white privilege, racism, and white supremacy. The series seeks to explore the intersection of politics and race by educating audiences about history, lived experience, and facilitating input and often uncomfortable discussions about race. Coffee will be provided to the participants as they learn about the monthly topic, and following the presentation, facilitators will guide discussion on the topic, its relevance in today's world, and honest conversations about the deeply rooted effects of institutional and systemic racism in our community. You can go to the Coffee in Common Facebook event page for their registration link. And Sunday, February 9th from 2:30 to 4 p.m. at the Allendale United Methodist Church, 3803 Haynes Road North in St. Pete, the Pinellas Democratic Socialists of America are having their monthly general meeting, so find out the many things that we are up to on Sunday, and that's what's going on.
Go, TK Weeks, thank you for another excellent future events calendar, and I still think that you're thinking this.
I want to stay up late and share secrets.
I know you do. I know you do.
Spectrum 360.
And now, let's listen to this week's Jim Hightower commentary on Trump's farm policy.
Donald Trump's idea of a good farm program seems to be hee-haw. On a recent trip to Wisconsin, he drew guffaws from the state's hard-hit dairy farmers by proclaiming that, thanks to his policies, the farm economy was looking good. We're over the hump, he gloated. Perhaps the Donald thought that farmers are rubes, unable to do simple math. But those dairy farmers were painfully aware that it cost them $1.90 to produce a gallon of milk, but the processing giants that control the milk market are paying them only $1.35 a gallon. That 55-cent a gallon loss quickly adds up to a huge loss of income and a devastating loss of farm families. Wisconsin lost 638 dairy farms last year and another 551 so far this year. Far from over the hump, farm prices have been further depressed by Trump's tariff clash with China. U.S. dairy sales to China fell by 54% in just the first half of this year. Meanwhile, monopoly power is crushing prices. An $8 billion behemoth named Dean Foods now controls 90% of Wisconsin's milk market, empowering it to commit daylight robbery, blatantly stealing farmers' product and farms. Yet, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, the one national official who's supposed to stand up for farmers, nonchalantly kissed them off, smugly declaring it natural that the big devour the small. So, he professes, there's nothing he can do for family operators except tell them to go out of agriculture. Jim Hightower saying, time for a change. One who is offering a path to a revitalized family farm-based food system is Senator Elizabeth Warren. Download a summary of her comprehensive proposal for a new farm economy at elizabethwarren.com/plans/new-farm-economy.
If you'd like more of Jim Hightower's real populism, check out the Hightower Lowdown. Jim's monthly newsletter gives you the real lowdown on which corporations, by name, are doing what to the middle class, our environment, and our democracy. Each month, the Hightower Lowdown brings you facts you didn't know, along with actions you can take to fight back. It also comes with a sense of humor. Hightower believes we can fight the gods and still have fun. Plus, get this, it's cheap. Only $15 brings you 12 issues a year. For real populism, go to HightowerLowdown.org.
Spectrum 360.
This is the radio program Spectrum 360 for Monday, the 3rd of February, 2020. And this is segment four, the Spectrum 360 report on the Trump impeachment trial. We want to make a few more comments about the Trump impeachment trial. So we are adding this as a segment to the program so we can make a few more comments that we wanted to do separately from the actual news summary where we've already talked about it. And that is Friday, as the vote was happening to allow witnesses and documents in the U.S. Senate during the impeachment trial, throughout last week, there were revelations about the John Bolton book manuscript being circulated, and the New York Times was able to obtain it and started doing reporting on what was actually in it. And basically, John Bolton says that he was told directly by President Trump that the hold on military aid to Ukraine definitely was a corrupt act because it definitely was linked to an attack on Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden. It was politically motivated because of its implications in electoral politics. So we know that President Trump was guilty of what he's been charged with in the Senate. John Bolton has confirmed it, but he has not been called as a witness, and he has not spoken publicly about this. We just know this from the book manuscript. Also, Pat Cipollone, who's a White House counsel and also a lawyer on the Trump defense team in the impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate, we now know that he was involved in some of these meetings and knew about this, so that makes him a witness to the crime.
A material witness.
A material witness, and he should not have been an attorney or a lawyer on the Trump defense team during the impeachment trial. This is highly improper.
And should render him subject to discipline by his state bar, which I hope they do.
Yes, so those are implications of what happened last week, and unbelievable. So we wanted to take a moment and actually talk about that briefly so that you got more information about those two important aspects of the trial. And of course, Wednesday of this week, the U.S. Senate is the Republicans in the U.S. Senate, which is the majority, are expected to vote to not remove Trump from office, not impeach him. And this has caused tremendous concern around the country and a lot of speculation that we don't live in a democracy anymore. We live in a fascist dictatorship or something approaching it. Maybe that's overstating at the current time, but impeachment is not going to be an effective means for disciplining the president as long as there's a majority of people in the U.S. Senate that are not going to hold him accountable. This is a disaster for our democracy.
Arrest the president, you got the evidence. That nigga is Russian intelligence. When it rains, it pours. Did you know the new white was orange? Arrest the president, arrest the president.
Arrest the president, he's the arms dealer.
Arrest the president,
he's the gunslinger.
Arrest the president,
he's the real liar.
Arrest the president,
he's the dictator.
Let's go to segment five, which is the Spectrum 360 film review of the film 1917. And here's the film preview audio for that film.
Blake, pick a man, bring your kit.
I hoped today might be a good day. Hope is a dangerous thing.
You have a brother in the 2nd Battalion.
Yes, sir.
They're walking into a trap. Your orders are to deliver a message calling off tomorrow morning's attack. If you fail, it will be a massacre.
Let's talk about this for a minute.
Why? We've got orders to cross here.
That is the German front line.
Hold back!
If we're not clever about this, no one will get to your brother. I will.
Mm-hmm.
sense. Last man standing.
I'm going back.
Come on!
He can't possibly make it that way, man! You bloody insane!
If you don't get there in time, we will lose 1,600 men. Your brother among them. Good luck.
That is the film preview audio from the film 1917. The film is excellent. It is, as you might expect from the trailer. So, yes, the film 1917 is about April 6, 1917, as a regiment assembles to wage war deep in enemy territory. Two soldiers are assigned to race against time and deliver a message. It will stop 1,600 men from being drawn into a trap and killed. And so it's what I sometimes refer to as a gauntlet film, where there's a challenge and there's a series of problems and obstacles to achieving the goal and getting through the challenges. And that's what this is. It's a very interesting film. It's been nominated for Academy Awards as Best Picture. It's directed by Sam Mendes, and it stars Dean Charles Chapman, George MacKay, Daniel Mays. Also, Benedict Cumberbatch is in this film. And also, the English actor that was in it, TK, do you remember? Colin Firth.
Yes.
Colin Firth was in it as well. Has a brief role at the beginning of the film. But it is a war story. It's brutal. It's got a lot of violence in it. But it's very realistic. And if you want to learn about World War I, which is a very interesting event in world history, this has a very good depiction of what it was like to be in that. TK Weeks, your comments?
Yeah. The cinematography was amazing. The acting was outstanding. But I got to tell you, this was a very hard film to take. Very hard for me to watch. I've always thought World War I, in many ways, was the most horrific of all the wars we've fought. And certainly it appears that way in this film, with the trench warfare and soldiers living in the mud with decomposing, surrounded by decomposing bodies and rats. It's not an uplifting film for date night, I'll tell you that, but it was extremely well done.
Excuse me. Yes, I think you're correct on that. So yeah, it's a very dramatic film. It's currently in theaters. It took us a long time to finally be able to go see it. I think it's going to be gone from theaters soon, because it has been playing for a few weeks. It took us a long time to
And I've noticed they're not showing it as frequently, and that's usually a good sign that a film's going to be leaving soon.
Yes. So see it while you can. It is nominated for a Best Picture Academy Award for this year's awards. Very interesting film. Very well done. Let's go to segment five, and this is the Spectrum 360 report on Raptor Fest, hosted by co-host TK Weeks. She attended Raptor Fest just 2 days ago, Saturday, the 1st of February, 2020, and this is her report.
Okay, yeah, Raptor Fest. If you've never been to Boyd Hill Nature Park, you really should go. It is a gem in South St. Pete. They have it's educational programs, trails, nature walks, camps for the kids. It's a tremendous resource for environmental education right in the middle of the city, so it's wonderful. And every year they do have Raptor Fest as one of their biggest events. It showcases their birds of prey. They have a number of birds of prey there. They're all rehabilitated birds. They're birds that are not releasable because they've had some kind of injury or something, and Boyd Hill rescues those birds, takes care of them. And you can see bald eagles, hawks, I think a caracara, all kinds of things. And at Raptor Fest, there's also environmental exhibitors. There's booths. We can get information about a lot of environmental organizations, state parks, all kinds of stuff. They had a free-flying birds of prey show, which is probably the highlight of the festival, where you actually had free-flying birds of prey flying right over your head, including a peregrine falcon, the fastest animal in the world that can reach speeds of 240 miles an hour. Not quite that fast, but it was flying right over our heads, and that was pretty cool. They had an Andean condor, a bird that has a 10-foot wingspan.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did have an Andean condor. It was very cool. So if you're any kind of a bird nerd, you will love this festival. There was another exhibit with some kind of rarer birds, caracaras, some kinds of eagles from Africa.
Caracaras?
Caracara. We have those in Florida. They're cool. They had a African auger buzzard. Which is nothing.
What?
A buzzard. A buzzard is, the things we call buzzards are actually vultures. We don't use the term properly at all. Auger buzzards is a beautiful bird. So anyway, lots of fun. Kids activities, crafts, food. Check it out next year. They have it every year, and Boyd Hill deserves your support.
Well, wonderful. That sounds like an excellent event. I'm so sorry that I missed it. But I was working in the studio that day, really did not have time to go. There's so many great activities like this in St. Petersburg in the parks, and they go on throughout the year. There's Marine Quest, and there's all these other events that are environmental nature.
And they're all kid-friendly.
Yes.
It's a great way to get your kids some hands-on experience. Get them excited about the environment at an early age.
Yes, exactly. So, TK Weeks, your final comments for this week's Spectrum 360. We've got a minute or two to give us perspectives on this wild last week of news.
Well, first of all, I want to remind everybody, if you want to vote in the Florida Democratic primary, you need to register as a Democrat, and you need to do it by February 17th.
Yes.
So get out there and register. And if it just pains you to have to register with any party affiliation, think about it this way. Register, vote for your candidate, and then register back as an independent if you have to. But get out there and get a candidate, because we need a good candidate out there to defeat Donald Trump in 2020.
Well, that is true. And what happened this last week was just, it was a travesty. It was a disaster for democracy. It was a disaster for American democracy. Not holding Trump accountable. He is the worst president in American history, and deliberately so, and he should be removed from office. And the fact that the United States senators, which are Republicans in the Senate at the current time, are not holding him accountable is just unconscionable.
Former Republican Max Boot, he left the party because of Trump, said he likely will never go back to the Republican Party because this latest episode has just showed him that they are utterly corrupt and irredeemable.
Yes. So this is an important time for your country. Get involved. We're trying to get results from the Iowa caucus, and it looks like we don't have the final results, but it looks like Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders will be the top candidates, followed by Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg, and that Amy Klobuchar is not going to place in the elections.
But oh, really?
We'll find out. We will have complete results in next week's program. So come back next week for more Spectrum 360.
Spectrum 360.
Spectrum 360 is produced by Sunburst Media Productions and originates from St. Petersburg, Florida. Executive producer, host, audio engineer, and senior reporter, Mark Skogman. Associate producer, Terry Weeks. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. for 1 hour and online anytime via podcast. To access the podcast, go to www.facebook.com/Spectrum360 Radio Program and click on the program link. Thank you to all our listeners and supporters and the staff of Spectrum 360. Listen next week for another interesting, informative, and entertaining Spectrum 360 radio program.
That's all, folks.